Hello guys. All right. So we have literally finished our first interview today. It was a phone interview from the HR department from the company that I applied for. I just passed through their first functional assessment, which was great. And then the phone interview, it went pretty well, but I felt like I could have answered it better in a way, because like some of the questions were a little bit structured differently or reworded differently, so it kind of caught me off guard, and I kind of had to like stumble on a few words in the beginning. But overall, I think I prepared the best I can. I think it's really important, like throughout the job search, to keep you know, a positive outlook on things. And I'm not gonna lie when I tell you that, you know, there were times where I kind of doubted myself, like, oh, you know, I don't think I would get the job, or oh, I don't think my article would be good enough and whatnot. But then, like, you know, I just kind of ignored the negatives and just focused on the positives, that, you know, hey, I was able to get this opportunity, right? And even if, you know, God forbid, if I don't land this one, then I'll know that there are greater opportunities out there. You know, and I'll just have to keep on applying and just keep at it, and, you know, take this as a positive indicator that, hey, you know, this company actually saw value in you and actually wanted to, you know, have you over as an interviewee. So I think that was one takeaway that I got from this, basically. And I think a really good example was in the past, where I was looking for a co-op job that I had to, you know, immediately take within a few months. And I applied to a few. I think I only applied to 10, actually. So I got rejected by Lululemon that I applied to for multiple positions. I got rejected for all of them. It's kind of sad, but it's fine. And then I applied to this film school down in North Van, and I was called up for an interview for that one. I passed through the first round, but in the second round, when I was interviewed by the marketing director, I believe. I suppose she was looking for something else, and some of the attributes that I shared with her wasn't really convincing in a way, or, you know, my credentials or my ability to perform the task just wasn't something of a prospect for her or something. Basically, I didn't get the job because I probably wasn't the right fit. But that's okay. And, you know, a few days after, I got called by my, I'll be very honest with you, the co-op job that I took in Langara as an IT communications co-op, that was my last resort. I know there's a good chance of me like getting it, but like, you know, it was last resort. But I went through it anyway. You know, I got interviewed by the former associate director of the team, or the IT projects and portfolio management team, and it went really well. I think I over prepared myself for that one, but I think like the first interview, actually, like, you know, the first job that I got called up to, it actually helped me kind of get in tune with myself and how I conversed, how I, you know, articulated things. And that was kind of a good practice round, and I ended up just, you know, being myself. And fortunately, she was able to see that, and she hired me within a few days after the interview, and it went smooth from there, and the rest is history. And, you know, you'll hear me like raving about my co-op job throughout my TikTok videos or whatnot. And I think there's a very good reason for that. You know, like, imagine if I took the position from the film school that I applied to. I don't think I'd be where I am today, and things would probably turn out differently. And, you know, I think it's really important to kind of move forward with that kind of mentality, you know, that, hey, you know, just because one door didn't open for you doesn't mean that others won't. You know, a door closes, another one opens. I know it's a cliche, but like, it's true, you know. So I'm gonna keep at it. I'm still gonna apply to like more jobs, mostly gonna go for the content writer role, because like that's what I want to really dive myself into. But yeah, we'll see from there. And yeah, I hope you stay in tune with this journey until I get a job. I'm really sorry if I keep on fixing my hair, but you know, it is what it is. It's kind of a new hair. I'm adjusting to it, and I love it so far. I love it so far. It's not related to this, but I love it so far. I just wish there was. No, it actually is fine. All right, I'll see you in the next one, and I'll keep you posted until I finally get a job. All right, cheers.